tonight. Thank you so, so much. My name is Pastor Erin Fitzgerald, and I'm privileged to serve here at St. Paul's United Methodist as one of your associate pastors and the pastor of the Open Door. This service is one of the highlights of my Advent season, and I would be remiss if I did not thank all those who had a hand in putting it together. Our incredible staff, our musicians here, and over 40 volunteers who are working behind the scenes to make it all come together this beautiful evening for you. Thank you, thank you, thank you. One of my favorite parts so far this evening of our service together and our hour of worship was that moment when we all started clapping in unison. Wasn't there power in that? Could you feel the spirit of Christmas? Could you feel the presence of God moving in and through this place? If we're listening, we can certainly find a beat this Christmas season. Whether it's the beautiful music that floods our sanctuary or our hands coming together to clap, whether it's children clambering down the stairs on Christmas morning, whether it's a knock at the door as our guests arrive, or perhaps pots and pans clamoring in the kitchen sink after a good meal, there's a beat to the Christmas season. And I don't know about you, but this beat, it gives me great hope. It helps remind me that the spirit of Christmas is alive in our hearts, and it's alive in our homes, it's alive in our church, and in our community, and all around the world. This beat of hope is alive. Tonight we have come together to anticipate Christ coming into the world, to tune in once more to the miracle of how ordinary people come together to do something extraordinary on behalf of love. We can shout and sing our carols. We can shout and sing Gloria. We can clap our hands as we tune in to the rhythm of joy that is pulsing through our veins and through this sanctuary. God is most deserving of this praise. God has done, is doing, and will do amazing things through the person and the life of Jesus Christ. It's this person, it's this life, it's this amazing miracle of birth that we celebrate this evening. And I also want to lift up the person of Mary, Mother Mary, the Virgin Mary, Jesus's mama, the one who knew how amazing God is and was and will be because of what God was doing in her life in bringing Jesus Christ to bear. Mary, the mother of Jesus, wanted to give God her praise. This beat of hope was resonant in Mary's life. She felt it in her heart when the angel Gabriel appeared to her and let her know that she would be having a baby. Mary saw it in the care of Joseph, her betrothed, her fiancé, as he tinkered in his workshop. Mary sensed it in the warmth of her friendship and her visit with Elizabeth, who was also pregnant and expecting a son. And soon, Mary will hear the beat of hope once more, as the hooves of a donkey clop down the road to Jerusalem, to Bethlehem. However humble or meek or obedient we're used to seeing the Virgin Mary as a servant, tonight we read about her in the Gospel of Luke as a bold herald of the good news. The beat of hope and the rhythm of joy were pulsing through her veins, and she needed to express herself. She needed to perform an act of worship. So she stood up to announce what was going on in her life. She stood up to announce what was happening in her world, in her body. Mary's voice becomes an instrument of praise, just like the piano or the trumpet or the bass. And she starts singing. The song has become known as the Magnificat, Mary's song. Let me read it for you from the Gospel of Luke. And Mary said, "My soul magnifies the Lord, and my spirit rejoices in God my Savior. For he has looked with favor on the lowliness of his servant. Surely from now all generations will call me blessed. For the Mighty One has done great things for me, and holy is his name. His mercy is for those who fear him from generation to generation. He has shown strength with his arm. He has scattered the proud in the thoughts of their hearts. He has brought down the powerful from their thrones and lifted up the lowly. He has filled the hungry with good things and sent the rich away empty. He has helped his servant Israel in remembrance of his mercy, according to the promise he made to our ancestors, to Abraham and to his descendants forever." So you see, this beat of hope, this rhythm of joy, this impromptu poetic outburst could not be kept inside her anymore. The words came alive, just like the babe was coming alive in her womb. The words were flowing from her spirit, and Mary's tongue could not be tamed. She's belting out this song of praise. She's singing her heart out. You can be sure that Mary was anxious and excited and overwhelmed by the miracle and the mystery of it all. And I'm sure her knees were shaking a little bit. Yet she's grateful and in awe of the gift that she's been given, the gift that the world is about to receive. So with great courage, Mary sings the good news and the glory of God. She allows herself to be used as an instrument. By having this baby Jesus, she is a part of something that is bigger than herself. Her baby is God's beloved and God's only Son, the Messiah and the Savior of the world. Mary has this incredible privilege of bearing witness to and participating in a miracle. This baby Jesus, is a miracle that is not only going to change Mary's life, but the life of everyone in her faith community and everyone around the whole wide world. This baby is up to something. This baby is going to start a movement. So yeah, Mary's got a song to sing. She's got some praise to give. Some glory to offer to God. And her story, and the way in which we're all drawn into it, is the reason that we are singing tonight. That's why each one of our musicians and vocalists are up here belting out their praise, clapping their hands and making music for the glory of the Lord. We've all got the beat of hope and the rhythm of joy. We are each allowing the spirit of Christmas to move through us as we too have become instruments of praise. A few years ago, there was a story on the BBC network about a cardiologist who was a chorister in a choir in Sweden. And as a cardiologist and a chorister, he was a little bit of a nerd. And so, like good nerds do, they make their friends their study subjects. And what he did, this doctor, he decided to study the way in which the human body responds to music. And not just the way the human body responds to music, but the way in which we respond to music when we sing alone as soloists, and the way we respond to music when we sing with others, like in a duet, and the way we respond to music in our bodies when we sing with a choir or with a congregation. And what the cardiologist found is that our bodies are so sensitive that our breath rate changes, our blood pressure changes, our pulse even changes when we sing. And not only when we sing, but when we sing together. Isn't that incredible? God made us as instruments of praise, as people who are meant to be together in community, as people who are meant to worship together as a community of faith. And as we sync ourselves up with this beat of hope and this rhythm of praise, our heart rate goes up just a little bit. And together, we become aware of the Spirit of God that gives us energy, that gives us life, that brings us closer together to God and to one another. And the thing about this beat is that it's alive in us. So your heart rate is lower now by listening to me than it was just a few minutes ago when you were listening to Lydia or the jazz ensemble. Your heart rate will change again when you leave this sanctuary, when you go home, and when you get ready for bed. Your heart rate will certainly change again as you worship on Christmas Eve and when you wake up on Christmas Day, ready to celebrate this miracle and the mystery of the incarnation once more. This beat of hope is alive, it's contagious, and sometimes it's a little funky, like the jazz that we're hearing tonight. We're together singing in this congregation, in this community of faith tonight, and we can celebrate the way the beat of hope and the rhythm of joy is pulsing through our veins and the way it makes us come alive. But here's the thing, when you leave here tonight, you may not be surrounded by a choir or a congregation or professional musicians who really know how to make it happen. You may need to improvise a little bit and make up your own melody. You may need to find the words yourself or reach inside to find the beat of hope and the rhythm of joy that will carry you out of the darkness and into the light. Whatever you do, my hope and prayer is that you'll be like Mary, the mother of Jesus, and you'll let yourself be used as an instrument of praise. For the Christ child, our God Emmanuel, is coming into the world to not only change your life, but our life, and to unite himself with us and with the whole world.